Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Birmingham, Alabama, you're listening to Conclave Radio.
Welcome to episode 30 of Conclave Radio. Woo! Summer kickoff edition.
That was the sound of my foot kicking off summer.
It has kicked off officially. Well played. Hello, Casey.
Hello, Clint. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing awesome today.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Joining us in the studio audience right now, we have Mr. O'Brien.
O'Brien, welcome.
Our first official studio audience. I'm pretty sure this is the first official
one. I mean, the people are packed out for our summer kickoff.
Yeah, I know. It's an actual party. And if you're viewing, you obviously saw us dancing.
I mean, look at this. We had the matching Hawaiian shirt.
I like your shirt.
I like your shirt.
Greg, I like your shirt, too.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Killing me, Smalls.
We talked, we text today, this morning, on the getting ready for the show, making sure we're all there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I've got a show, summer kickoff, Hawaiian shirts.
Of course.
Casey's like, check. And I'm like, check. Greg says, I'll be there, but that's a big no.
Greg says, maybe.
So, it's fine. I mean, it's fine.
It's fine.
But it's the summer. The summer is here, Casey.
It is. I'm wearing shorts.
Hey, doesn't that make you feel good?
It makes me feel very ventilated.
Yes. Are you doing? Are you a flip-flop guy?
Oh, I am. The thing is, when I wear flip-flops, though, I only wear the flip-flops outside, and I'm always going to be barefoot when I'm inside. So.
Yeah. So you're.
I can't do that.
I can't even drive with the flip-flops. It's weird.
No, I can't be barefoot. People don't like it.
Oh, because of what the odor that it emits?
I'm a selfish man.
Summer is here.
Summer is here. And I cannot wait for all the summer activities
big plans.
That I'm going to be doing, that we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Big plans.
Yeah. Yeah. We have some big plans for summer.
We do.
We have a couple big plans for summer. So this is going to be the summer of Conclave. Ooh.
Conclavian summer.
A Conclavian summer, even better.
That would make a good movie.
That would make a good movie.
I think I'm going to write everything down. And then we're going to turn it into a movie.
A script.
We should. So we might have a few guests coming on. I think we're going to have a new guest we might get to do five random questions with. And maybe when that person enters the room, maybe we can all get up and give him a big hug just to throw him off.
Okay.
Just to throw him off.
Sure.
Or we could leave the room. If we left the room, then there would be radio silence. So I don't guess we can do that. Or we could
just stay in the room. Y'all could both leave.
Or we could just all give him a big dilly-dilly because that's what
Steven
does.
And then,
he'll do it too, and then we'll get going. Yeah. So well, that's scheduled to appear. We may have someone else scheduled to make an appearance. But, so a couple of cool things going on. So let's do a little recap, gentlemen.
The Sunday that was.
Did we have Conclave? We did have Conclave.
You indeed gave us a message.
I did. The week, it's so weird because now we are entering into that weird phase where we have it, we don't have it, we have, which you don't like, but this is life, right?
Yeah, and then it's going to pick up. We're going to have it every week, and it's going to be weird again.
Yes, that's true. That's true. So, yeah, this past week we had conclave. We had some good chicken fingers.
Mm, they were jumbo chicken
fingers. They were jumbo. They were good.
I had three, and I was full.
Yeah, Lisa and I had a little – a little couple argument over the chicken fingers. She wanted to go Publix chicken fingers, which
again,
Publix does make good chicken.
They are excellent. They're just a little pricey. I wanted to go Walmart chicken fingers, which are, they're fine, but they're just not as good as Publix.
You know, yeah.
But so you saw who won the argument, though. Right?
Yeah, I noticed
we have
Publix won that one.
Yeah, we have Publix.
But that's okay with me. Personally.
Yeah. And we ate them all. They were all gone.
That's true. No extras.
No extras when the Publix provides.
We're going into an era of no leftovers.
No.
That's a scary time.
That's because we are growing.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
Right.
That means we're getting fatter and we're getting more people to show up.
With people, not just ourselves.
Our bodies. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, maybe it's both.
Yeah. It's a bigger group picture. It makes it seem like more people.
It is.
In there,
so. It is. We had a good time. We had a good time Sunday night. We had good worship. And then we talked a little bit about the topic of covenant unfaithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah. So we talked about how the covenant has been kind of been a part of the life of the Israelites since the days of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
and how that really that carries on to us, and how important that covenant is, and how, you know, one of the main differences I always think about mm-hmm. the difference between me and God is I make promises, God makes covenants.
Yeah, I just love that in itself, just that example, because
yeah.
it's so true, and no one really thinks about it that much.
Yeah, I make deals, I make promises, I make agreements, and I break them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And but God, He never does. And we sometimes we forget, like when we see the rainbow, that's a covenant.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a covenant. There's a reason why the earth hasn't flooded again, and it's not by chance. It's because He made a covenant and said, "I'm not going to do it again," right, Mr. Dye?
Next time it's by fire.
Next time is by fire.
All right.
That's right.
I'm not prepared.
You are prepared because you have been part of Conclave U.
That is true. I've been.
You're more in the know.
I.
There it is.
It's two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we make a U.
They make a U.
See, I am prepared.
But we had a good time. So it was a really good night. It was kind of more of a deeper mm-hmm. message, but it's just a good thing to know. So we talked about the ways that we can be. We read in Hosea where Hosea, through his crisis, was covenant unfaithfulness through marital. And so we talk about ways that we have covenant unfaithfulness on our end, whereas it's things like ways that we make sure that we can be – what's the word I'm looking for? We want to be faithful to the groom. I think that's what we worded it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talk about that we've got to love God. You know, that's very Sunday school, very basic, but we've got to love him with all we've got. And he doesn't want to be second best, and anything or anyone that's above him is what it is, and it's an idol.
Partial disobedience is complete disobedience.
That's exactly right. That's right. So if I've got somebody or something that's more important to my relationship with God, that's sin. That's an idol. You've got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know, so what else we talk about?
We talked about the three ways that you can be faithful to
uh-huh.
the groom. I think it was love God,
uh-huh.
love the people around you, and love his church.
Very good. That's right.
Three things. It's pretty easy to remember. And
mm-hmm.
works pretty well.
It's
a lot harder to do.
Yeah. Sound easy to say, harder to do.
Right. You know, it's hard. Sometimes, you know, we struggle sometimes getting along with the people that we love the most,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we talked about how we're supposed to be a family. We're supposed to be, you know, and so how can I win people for this dark and dying world? How am I going to win the checker that's helping me at Walmart if I'm berating my daughter or my wife in the line? You know, that's just not going to work. We kind of talk about those things. We have to love his church. We have to love his church. We have to be supportive, and we have to help the most that we can and be a part. So yeah, I think it was just good. And then somebody else texted me today, and they said it was funny that we were talking about somebody else on text message with some other people, and they wrote it back, and they said, "I'm sorry, I'm being covenant unfaithful." And I said, "Well, I appreciate that. That means that you're paying attention."
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but that it was good. I mean, it hits home for all of us.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I think it's good to
to go deeper into some of the basic lessons as well, because then, like, it gets you thinking about it more, and mm-hmm. then obviously it's deep and stuff like that. So
I think
it was one of my, personally, it was one of my favorite.
Well, you had to hear it twice. Yeah.
This is three times now that you've just talked about it. So,
the Lord really thinks you need to hear this.
I guess
are
I
you
need
getting
to work on my COVID.
Apparently both. Because I shared a version of it very similar to the single adult ministry Saturday night, and then I did it Sunday, the conclave, mm-hmm. and then now we're kind of recapping in here.
Yep.
So, wow, I got to put
third
that one on the shelf for a while. Third time's a charm, maybe so. So, it was good. We had a good night. We had a couple of new faces, so that was exciting. Glad that they were there. And now it is just full summertime.
It is.
And no conclave this Sunday.
Because of
Memorial Day
right.
weekend. What? Is it not Memorial Day weekend?
It is. But
What happened to every Memorial Day weekend?
What do you do? What?
Greg happens.
Oh, that's right. The birthday of Greg will die.
That's why we're really not having conclaves, so that you can all bring presents.
That's
exactly.
true. What
I
do
will
you...
try my best. I'll be in Georgia, but I'll mail something to you.
What do you want for your birthday, Greg?
I'll make you a card.
What would you like? What would you like for your birthday?
You're loved.
Well, you already have that, Greg. Easy. That's
happy
a
early
though.
Birthday, Greg.
That's right.
So how old will you be turning now? 25?
27 again.
27 again?
I'm going to keep turning 27.
Well, he's older.
You're
going to
be version 3.1? That's not bad. I'm version 3.8. I'm a much more advanced model than you. And I use that word model very loosely.
Yeah.
So.
I think I'm still
but
a version
advanced,
like.
Not as loose like this.
No, advanced is more accurate.
I'm still a version like 1.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, you're still in the beta phase still.
Yeah. People aren't as into me, so they're waiting for the more updates.
Yeah, because you're still version 1.8, right? Have you turned version
1.9?
You're 1.9.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. Ooh, man. That's right. I always forget that I'm double your age. Oh, my gosh.
Only for a little while.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Only for a little while. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, Greg. O'Brien, would you like to come? Would you like to come have a seat in the chair? Come on over here, go, Brian.
Hello. Everyone, welcome O'Brien.
Welcome. The couch is cool. They being over here, this is where the action really is, O'Brien.
Mainly on my side, but sometimes over there.
Yeah, that's true. That's fine. How about we have a little fun with O'Brien since our other guest.
Dylan!
Welcome to the first. I'll let you introduce him.
All right. Well, I believe this is the first time guest on the show, at least a long show.
For sure.
Steven!
Steven Mayer! Welcome, Steven!
We're
glad to have you, sir.
I'm glad to be here.
Let's see. All right.
We're good.
Now the mic is situmicated.
That's a fancy word.
Oh.
I'm full of fancy words.
So, Stephen, how was your day?
It was good. Long, but it was good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stephen has one of those real jobs. See, I don't really have a real job because I just drive around. Mm-hmm. Stephen has a real job.
Stephen loves his real job, though.
I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love it better than my last real job.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is,
wow. I hope I have a real job.
See,
well,
that's true.
You will.
Oh, okay. Good.
See, all this adulting talk, O'Brien, put it off as long as you can.
Yes.
Amen.
Put it off as long as you can.
Okay.
Whatever version you're at, stay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you're at version 1.6, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good. Hey. You're an early model.
No. No.
You're a new model.
Was the best.
Oh, are you? Yeah,
2.5?
Yeah. 1.7?
Costs go down.
Okay.
2.5 wasn't a bad version for me.
No, that's a good one because insurance.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, you look forward to 2.5.
Operating costs go down, business goes up.
That's true.
I don't know, though. Like, that's still a scary version for me. I'll just, I don't know. 2.1 max.
Yeah, not much special about
2.0 then.
2.0, now that's a good one because then you come out of the, you know,
out
long
the
run. Yeah, you're the ones. You're in the twos. It's pretty good. Well,
maybe I'll grow a beard by
2.0. Oh, man. Hey, I know he's not here, but Hunter Champion is trying to grow one out right now. I saw it Monday night. It's progressing slowly.
Slowly.
Slowly. It is.
He has like a week and a half off work, right?
Yeah. He showed it to me, man, at the basketball game. He's like, man, look at all this right here. I was like, that's good.
That's a sorrow.
I didn't even say it.
You couldn't notice?
Yeah, he was going too fast on the basketball court.
Oh, man.
Speaking of basketball. The season is now over. Your last game was Monday. And I finally showed up to a
game.
Yes,
you did. It's MoMo. Thank you.
And I was told that it was the most intense game of the season.
It was.
Okay.
Can you testify to that? That it was very intense.
I got really hyped towards the end.
Yeah.
You made a great three-pointer
O'Brien, I made a sweet three from the top of the key. You have been really impressed.
I saw it too.
Pump fake, dribble left. Boom! Oh man, it was beautiful.
He made that touchdown.
He didn't notice it.
He made that touchdown.
He didn't see it. He didn't notice it. I'm not even sure.
I clapped. I know, because I started getting. Because look, the score went up and down. We were in the lead, then we weren't. It was far, then we came back.
We lost by 10.
You lost by 10. Well, I know.
We have a shot at the buzzer to win.
You know, they're always like we lost by 20 or something.
Right.
And they lost by two this game. It got so close.
We had a shot at the buzzer in this. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, if we carry this momentum over to next season, we should start winning games.
That's exactly right, Stephen Bass.
So I'm gonna come to the game.
You're gonna have to come to more games.
I think I'm the lucky charm. Well,
or maybe you're the unlucky charm, and we should have won this game.
No, Michelle. Yeah. No, Michelle was there. She's the unlucky charm.
Yeah,
her curse carries
Michelle
over.
Yeah,
the Michelle effect carries over to the basketball
game.
Luck,
so when you only lost by two.
That's true.
But if Michelle were to leave, you would have won.
Yeah, because then you would have overridden her curse and would have won by like 70.
There, you would have lost by like
25.
Right.
Yeah.
At least.
That's true.
But I was here, so.
Well, Stephen, we get to do something fun with you today since you're our first time guest. O'Brien, we will have to do you for another time.
Yeah.
But you get to sit in and enjoy this. Stephen, as you know, we started this as a goof one time, and now it's just become tradition when we have our...
It's the most famous part.
It is the most famous part of our show.
I don't know if we've had it in a while.
We haven't got to have one because we haven't had a first-time guest in a while.
Have.
We have what we call five random questions.
Oh, no.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh,
and so this is how you're judged. This is how we determine how good of a guest you are.
How good of a guest you are. You could be as good as Greg Dye, even though he's part of the show now, so it doesn't count.
He was good. Greg was good.
Horrible as some other people.
Yeah,
we're not going to.
We wouldn't say Michelle. We wouldn't say that.
We would not say her name.
Not that we're dropping names or anything.
No, we would not say her name at all. So we'll ask you five. Casey always starts.
Mm-hmm.
It's you want to get off on a good start. You know, on a good good heading.
Yeah.
That's very important. Three is where it's all about. I mean, let's just be honest.
That was a tough one.
It is a tough one.
That was the toughest day of the work week.
I mean, this is a bonus question. Have you listened to the show?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Really?
Have you listened or have you watched?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And
impressive. On the good path.
That's exactly right. Very good. Okay, so question number one, Casey Hall.
All right. Could you survive in the wilderness for a month?
Probably, yeah.
Confidence answer. I could. Probably.
No, I would not at all.
2 weeks top.
Okay.
I would last a week.
Can I ask a question to go with that? Can I have some of my diabetic stuff with me?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be making about 3 days.
Otherwise,
yeah.
Minus that.
Yeah.
You ever watch the show Naked and Afraid? Have y'all watched that?
Yes.
And I am not man or woman enough to go on that show. Hmm.
No.
Because the bugs alone. So, you know, that's what gets people. Have you noticed that? It's not the rain or all. It's not even the food. It's the bugs that eat them alive. You know, that have all of their arms and legs. And
mosquitoes
that
are this big.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
They say what you have to do is you have to get mud and cover yourself in mud, right?
No, thank you.
You want to do that?
No.
You want to do Naked and Afraid Conclave Edition? Would Pastor Browning go for that? Anyone? No.
But maybe like a camping trip. Maybe a conclave survivalist.
Is why you and me are good friends, because I was at a location today, and it's just beautiful green grass, and I even thought camping trip for conclave, and we could call it camping out with God. Whoa. Phone drop.
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right, question number two. Now, we already talked about you work in a real job. If you had to work but didn't need the money, what would you choose to do? But if you had to work, then you know, because, like, see, I would just you know, if you could just sit at home and just flip, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But you have to work. But it doesn't really matter about, you don't need the money, you're loaded. What would you do?
Probably teach saxophone lessons.
That's a good, what's in your fridge as a follow-up? Tell me some things that's in the fridge. Not your fridge. I mean, sorry, I'm jumping ahead. I'm jumping ahead.
I'm going to ask you a question about colors and follow up
with animals.
A question about oranges.
How long have you been playing the saxophone?
Since 2003, so what, almost 15 years?
Wow.
How long have you been playing the saxophone? What's in your fridge?
I was getting ready for question number four.
If we go deep into it, Greg Dye, there's probably some comparison in there between a saxophone and a fridge.
Come on.
I know, it was a bad goof on my part.
How many steps does it take?
It was a terrible goof on my part. And then now I'm going to have to redo my question number four.
Oh,
too.
No.
You goofed bigly on that one.
Bigly. So 15 years. You've heard that my son has now decided not to play. Have you heard his new
tuba?
He wants to play tuba?
Yeah, they came and she tried all the instruments and he got like...
He liked tuba.
They scored him highest on the tuba. Like it was like 10 out of 10 or 20 out of 20 or whatever.
You're a tuba man?
Yeah.
Really?
Trombone's forever, man.
Well, he's pretty
excited. Brass
all
the way.
Well, brass for sure. But trombone's always had the most fun.
No, I beg to differ.
Trumpets all the way.
Right.
You gotta have saxophone players make the trumpet players look good.
All right, question three.
Number three. Here we go. This is the big one.
What the question?
What is your favorite word?
My favorite word.
I thought bigly was pretty good.
Bigly.
Actually, I think that's one of them right now.
We can't use that.
No, we can't use that. That's right.
Darn.
Okay, how about Covfefe?
Thank you, President Trump.
I actually have a shirt at home that says "Make Covfefe Great Again."
Oh, do you really?
I do.
That is a great.
There was a video. You know the Yanny or Laurel thing going around?
Yeah.
Now?
Yes.
So they asked a bunch of people in like Congress and all like what they heard, and at the end it had President Trump. They said, "What'd you hear?" He says, "I heard Covfefe." No joke. That is the end of the video, and I thought it was hilarious.
All right, my question, because I can't do the what's in your fridge right now because I ruined it, and that was going to be a great question.
Yeah, you had one job.
Yeah, I had one job. But this is going to be similar. This is going to be similar to a question, actually, that we asked Greg, and he gave us this weird answer. Do you remember that question about the windows in New York City? Ooh. Do you remember that question?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he asks us questions to us.
Yeah, he really annoyed me. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Okay, so this is going to be a similar question. How many pennies do you think would fit into this room?
At least 10.
At least 10.
Are we talking about girls named Penny or coins?
Coins. And obviously, this is a speculation question.
You heard that, huh?
You know, about 5,000.
5,000. I would.
Like in the whole room?
The entire room. Like if you open the door and just pennies would go flow everywhere.
Okay, let me revise that. 500,000.
Yeah, I think that might be. Greg is running numbers right now. Like smoke is about to come out of his ears.
I would go so much more.
If y'all hear that slight whirring noise, that's little cogs in his head.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Hey, if you're listening, you could always call in if you're listening to us live.
If you have an answer for any of our five questions.
Or if you're watching on Facebook Live, leave a comment. We would love you to leave a comment.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us how many pennies do you think would fit in the Conclave Radio studios?
Because I'm going to measure it and have an answer by next Conclave.
Really?
Really?
I have a pretty good guess based on the volume of a penny. But I'm
going to
have a math
on it. Are you really? Wow.
Greg, you have to show your work for it. So otherwise, you're not going to get full credit.
Do you want to give us a rough guess?
I want to hear you guess.
Roughly
150
million.
Whoa.
Yes. I was thinking more millions.
I was all five.
I don't know about 100.
That much?
Yeah. When you said 5,000, I thought, like the door height?
So in the millions. Yeah. So that's a lot of pennies in this room. That's a lot of pennies.
That's a lot of pennies.
Yeah. All right, question number five.
Yes,
all right, here we go.
Question number five. Bring it on. What's the funniest thing to put in a pinata?
Ooh. that was a good one.
Remember, this is a family show. You can't do more than that.
Actually, what if pinata was just empty and you spent all that time whacking at it to open it and there was nothing in it?
Metaphor for life.
You know what would be really funny? Not only nothing, but like a ledge shell that was like filled with nothing. It's just unbreakable. You just hear ding. And all these
bring
kids are like,
shut dad.
Yeah. You're gonna be once I break over this ledge shell.
Well, I just feel bad for not at least asking one to O'Brien. So, O'Brien, I have found one for you.
Oh,
but first off, excellent job, Stephen. Well done, sir. Well done. All right, you ready? All right, this is just you just get one. Yeah, because we're wrapping up. All right, let's say you're in the circus. You're a circus worker. Would you rather, this is one of those would you rather questions, would you rather be the person with their head inside the lion's mouth? Or would you rather get shot out of a cannon?
Ah, two very risky ones right there. Great. Very.
I want to take the big one, get my head chopped off by the lion. Okay. Put my head in the lion's mouth.
Same.
Ooh, I'm doing the cannon.
I'm with Clint. I'm going cannon all the way.
I think that's rigged somehow.
I don't know.
And the lion, you cannot guarantee that the lion at some point is not going to.
I've always wanted to, like, you know, play with a big exotic cat like that.
Sure, we all have.
So if I, you know, I'd play with him first.
They're playing with it, then there's that cat going, you know, I could just make a more dirt about it. You know?
Exactly.
I could kill this whole
thing. He could king of the
jungle.
He could king of the jungle you, and it'd be all over, right? Well, it's time to wrap this thing up.
All
right. Well, we need to make sure everybody knows we don't have conclave this Sunday.
No, we don't
have conclave.
But we do still have a preview.
We do.
Or in like, how about 12 minutes?
Oh, Conclave U.
It's
the last U of the semester. Conclave U.
We're going to finish up our movie.
We're finishing up our movie, our study of the Book of Revelation, which has been, we've really enjoyed it. Got to learn. Yeah, we've got a little some movie snacks. We're going to download a better quality of the movie.
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes, yes. Greg likes to talk during the movie.
Yeah.
You're one of those people.
Yeah, he's that guy. And let's just say that Blake was none too happy.
Yeah. I'd be scared if he showed up tonight, which he probably will. So.
Well, Casey, tell everyone how they can connect with us at Conclave.
Well, if you're in the Birmingham metropolitan area of Alabama, you can come find us almost every Sunday night.
Yeah,
now
sure.
That it's
summer.
At 6 o'clock at Metropolitan Church of God, we'll be having Conclave. There's always going to be free food, amazing worship, and a great lesson usually brought to us by the famous Clint Johnson.
The Clint Johnson on Twitter.
The Clint Johnson. And Sunday mornings, I believe at 10 o'clock, you can hear Pastor Jason Brown.
Yes.
He's always doing a great job.
He sure is.
Conclave View is over, so I guess that's out of... For now.
It's for the semester.
For
we'll be back up in the fall.
Yep. Season two.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, sophomore year. Conclave U. Sophomore year.
All right.
Yeah.
But if you're not in the area, that's okay. You can always follow us on any type of social media. We're on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. What else?
Then, of course, on iTunes,
Stitcher,
hit subscribe, please.
Yeah,
we need you to subscribe, and we need you to share these videos. This Facebook Live, we need you to share it.
You can smash that like button. You can find us at Conclave Metro on everything. Instagram is going to be Conclave_Metro or Conclave Radio on iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk. Please subscribe. And don't forget...
we're going to have a new sponsor coming up.
Wow.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh,
Forget about Conquer Lifestyle.
Yes.
Please look up some of the merch. Yeah, it's getting better. Every new thing he comes out with, it's definitely
that, that man is
and
very
we're,
creative.
We're waiting for the first Conclave baby. Still not here
yet. Yeah. Yes. Conclave baby has not arrived yet.
Hasn't here yet, but any day now, I assure.
So yeah. Support Conker Lifestyle because
for sure
he's needing it.
Yep.
And I just want to make this announcement because I want to hype it up like we have in the past beach trip. But June 23rd, speaking of summer kickoff, we have a summer trip. Six Flags.
Hurricane Harbor.
Now it may not be a whole weekend, but it's still gonna be as great.
That day is gonna be amazing.
I've been trying to go to Six Flags forever, so this is gonna be good.
Yes. Are you gonna jump the barricade to get onto the Batmobile?
I would highly recommend against doing that. It's
climbing any fences.
Kind of could end poorly for you.
Not to get on the Batman, but the Batmobile they have on display.
The Batmobile.
Yeah, because I have to.
Yeah, it's kind of a thing.
It's my car.
Yeah. And we'll mention this real quickly.
Either way, it's gonna be the last thing you do.
So,
We're still a couple minutes, 2.5 months away, but we'll go ahead and plug it real quickly. First ever Conclave Revival.
Yes.
In August. Got a guest speaker. We're going to have our worship. It's going to be awesome. Lots of college ministries around town we're inviting. So it's going to be a great night's lesson. We'll be talking about that more and more. Maybe we'll have our guest speaker come be a guest on Conclave Radio one night. So that'd be awesome.
Speaking of Six Flags, Casey, would you get on the big sky swing thing they have over there?
Guys,
yeah, like what we did.
They have that at Six Flags.
Oh, is it as big as the one you did, or bigger?
It's probably not. You might could proclaim your love to Sabrina like Evan did.
Yeah.
Maybe not Sabrina, but probably like Greg or something.
Okay, that's fine. Love you, Greg. Dog.
Not the first time I might have screamed.
Yeah, we all have. We've all said that.
Maybe the one as big as the one you did back at the beach. I might do that one, but if it's any bigger, that's a nope for me.
It's a hard pass for you.
It's
a hard pass for you.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're missing out on.
Exactly, and I don't want to.
All right, time to go.
All right.
It's been a great episode. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, O'Brien. Welcome. Welcome to the fold.
Welcome.
Greg, thank you as always.
Casey, Clint.
Yes,
Greg.
Yes. We'll see all of you next time.
Clint, Casey.
For episode 31. Stephen, Greg. We'll see all of you next time for episode 31 of Conclave Radio.